How's everybody doing?
Good.
Awesome.
Who's your quarterback?
Great job. Great job.
Welcome to the
job. Yeah, that's exactly right. We got a lot of guys we're evaluating this week. How's that?
You learned your lessons well.
Joe, how do you envision your role changing and maybe staying the same both ways this week?
Yeah, I think the greatest thing, like John talked about, we got a great staff, and Coop's set a template for us. You know, I mean, it's seamless because he's not a micromanager. He does so many good things for us, and you know, he lets a lot of our guys do their job to the utmost anyway. So, you know, we don't see a big change this week, and we're going to just try to keep whatever we can to do to win the game. That's the main thing. And I think with our staff, that's going to be a real seamless transition.
Have you had a chance to talk with Gary?
I have not. I've exchanged one text with him, and I'm listening to the big man on that one. We're going to stay off the text and the calls and all that stuff and let him get squared away. I mean, that's it was obviously a shock for all of us, and we're just happy that we got the prognosis that he did today.
Joe, because of the short week and the short notice, is it starting to feel maybe a little overwhelming, like, wow, I'm standing up here right now?
I haven't really had time to think about it, to be honest with you, because, you know, you get, you know, I heard about it last night, I guess about 7 o'clock or something like that, and we'd already started on San Diego, you know, on Saturday that day. So, you know, we were still continuing to go on San Diego. So it really, there's not much you can do about it. You just got to pick up your bootstraps and go. You know, you guys talked about Coach Fox. We had same situation when John beat us in the Super Bowl. Coach Reeves went down, and we had two games in an interim role, and the guy was 2-0. So hopefully we can go in there and get a win this week. That's the most important thing.
John mentioned your involvement with game management in the games. What specifically did that entail?
Well, I mean, you know, we're in constant communication with Coop on timeouts, on you know, whether to go for it on 4th-and-1 or 3rd-and-1, those type of things. Just a lot of the way that the game goes, you know. And so, you know, people say, well, special teams is the only thing you do. It's not really, because you have to watch the offense and defense the whole time. So I think having the communication with Coop is very helpful in that respect.
What's your kind of message to the team to start this week now when you get up in front of them with everything that they're probably thinking and having to go through this week?
Well, the first message is that we're worried for and happy for Coop's health at the same time. You know, everybody's praying for him, and hopefully that everything goes well. And that, you know, we're glad to get the prognosis that we did, for sure. And then the second thing is a quick turnaround, man. We got to have a really short memory. We can't worry about last week. We're going into a divisional opponent that, you know, has lost games by 6-1, 4-3. I mean, they could be easily 4-1. So it's a heck of a challenge for us going in, and we got to strap up our boots and get ready to roll quick.
What did you think or say, or how did you respond when John asked you?
Yes, sir. No. I mean, you know, it really wasn't an ask. It's you know, you want to do what you can to help the team win, and that's how I look at it. And, you know, I mean, got the ultimate trust in a guy, and obviously he's trusted me with something that's important, and I want to do as well as we can.
Were you surprised?
Not really. I mean, like I said, I really didn't think about it, to be honest with you. I mean, we were just getting ready for the game, and just ready for San Diego. So when somebody asks you to do something, you do it.
Joe, you mentioned Dan. Going to talk to him this week. Lean on him for any advice. He going to give you any unsolicited advice?
I'm sure he'll give me some unsolicited advice, for sure. No, he's been a great sounding board for all the years, and you know, I'm sure he'll have some nuggets for sure.
Anything else for Joe D? Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Awesome.